Marty Stevens Byers had big dreams of turning an old Vern Ridge Elementary School campus into a community center and theater. But transforming a gymnasium into a theatrical playhouse takes a lot of heavy lifting, something Byers and other board members found physically impossible. Then, volunteers on wheels rolled up.
When I say godsend, that's not hyperbole. The things that they have done here, picking up this heavy stuff as a group and going up those 16-foot ladders, is something we are simply no longer capable of doing, and it means that we can actually get this theater up and running.
Alabama native Stephen Boutwell is project director for Volunteers on Wheels. He says the opportunity to help at Applegate Regional Theater was fitting.
So you have community, you have arts, and you have helping elderly people. It's like doing three jobs at once.
The idea for Volunteers on Wheels came to Boutwell a couple years ago while he was living on the road.
Well, I realized when I was homeless, helping other people out helps you out. If I would go volunteer at an animal shelter, I could get dog food for my dog. If I needed extra food, like want something fresh to eat, go volunteer at a food bank.
Boutwell pitched his idea on social media. It was a surprise how quickly people responded from around the country and overseas. 30-year-old Maya Estacondi is from Basque Country in the south of France. How did she hear about Volunteers on Wheels?
On Facebook.
2 weeks ago, the group picked up Estacondi at the airport. She traveled here to do just this. Volunteerism.
At least a few months. I have a 6-month visa for staying in the U.S.
From the wings, theater director Marty Byers proves these volunteers have a variety of talents.
Maya, would you play something on this piano, please?
Nineteen-year-old Natalie Thamert is working with others to fix theater seats. After finishing high school in Seattle, she says she wants to take this time learning and living.
I'd like to think of it like a gap year kind of thing, but who knows where it will take me.
It's really fulfilling doing something that is bigger than yourself.
That's Vaughn Estelet. He's 26 and from Tampa Bay. Estelet joined Volunteers on Wheels in early February.
It definitely feels like living. Comparative to certain other lifestyles, it's always new every day. It's always exciting.
After the winter ice storm, Estelet says they cleared logs at Cascades Raptor Center, and they helped out with animal rescue groups. In the region, they volunteered at 20 nonprofits, including Habitat for Humanity. Habitat volunteer coordinator Amanda Adams.
During the time that they were here with us, we completed our 55th home in Eugene. As well, they helped on our home repair project, helping to repair homes for seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities in the community.
Stephen, why don't you describe where we are?
We are in a painted school bus right now, 1971 Ford.
This serves as kitchen, bedroom, right?
Yeah, we have a person that sleeps on this couch. We have a person that
Boutwell says they picked apples on Washington farms to raise money for their first bus. The second was donated by a California businessman who made a deal with the crew.
If we agreed not to park in front of his business between the hours of 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And that day he came and handed us the keys to a bus.
No money changes hands for the labor and services from Volunteers on Wheels. But Boutwell says they could not keep going without donations from others to them for clothes, gas money, bus tires. Next stop, Coos Bay, and then on to California. Reporting from Vanita, I'm Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.